Why do millions of Americans choose to sleep on Boll & Branch sheets? Is it the 100% organic cotton? Is it that they get softer and softer over time? Customers can't stop raving about these sheets, and there's no better time to try them for yourself or give them to someone you love. Right now, Boll & Branch is offering their best deals of the year, and you can get their incredibly soft sheets at incredibly low prices. Just go to BollandBranch.com to shop their best deals today. That's BollandBranch.com today. See site for details.
I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and you are listening to No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1087. Welcome. You know, it's Friday, and I thought I would do a different kind of show today where I talk about and kind of coalesce some of my thinking about the future of work and how you want to prepare for some of these changes. I hope you find this show helpful. Please give it 5 stars in Apple Music or whatever service you listen to it on. Also want to mention that this is the number one show in Apple Music with more episodes than any other show that covers job hunting. My other show, Job Search Radio, is number 2. As you heard, this is an astronomical number of shows that I've done. Beyond my shows, I think I'm at least 2-1, if not 3-1, on any other podcast for this show, and 2-1 on my other show. So, hope you find this helpful. Subscribe to Job Search Radio. It's a terrific show, different material than what I cover here. And now, let's get going. I wanted to do a video today to kind of contextualize a lot of stuff that I talk about and really give you a framework for looking ahead professionally. Now, as I record this, it's early 2017. We've got a new president. Whether you like him or not, we have a new president. And the trend I want to talk about is one that's been going on for quite some time. And it's the notion that, well, let me set the stage. You know, when we were in school learning, we learned about how, you know, there were farmers who did work on small farms, and eventually came the Industrial Revolution, and people started to leave the farm and do their work in factories. And that led to the rise of the cities, the clustered areas where people come together to perform work. Well, interestingly, I think what we have started to experience is with the rise of technology, people can live anywhere that they want. And for those of you who are living in cities, I have to ask the question, why? You know, you like living there. It's where the jobs are. But more and more firms are hiring remote workers. Even if you are working in a city, why are firms employing you when they can bring you on an as-need basis? Well, I show my loyalty. I'm a good individual. They want me around. All this kind of stuff is hogwash. And if you don't believe me, take a deep breath and think back to 2008 when all that good work that you did resulted in getting fired because the economics didn't work. I see like if you're under 50, the notion that you're going to go to work for an employer and last there from one economic cycle to another is going to become increasingly small. I don't care how successful the firm is. It becomes a question of why should they do it? And I must also say, why should you do it? Because invariably, even within the world of corporate work, there are boom and bust cycles of interesting and uninteresting work. It's almost as though you're better served being an external resource that goes from project to project or from task to task rather than get stuck maintaining. You know, there's one thing, the one part of it, creating a program, it's another part to maintain the work that's been done, and your mind starts to atrophy, and frankly, your salary increases start to decline. Better to be an external resource, and frankly, more and more firms are pushing in that direction. You can call it the Uberification of the U.S. economy, but it actually precedes Uber. You know, like if you look at the Uber model, what do they have? Self-employed individuals who are connected by logistics software. It's a terrific model. And I'll simply say, in some cities, there are more people who drive for Uber, more rides collected by Uber than cab drivers. Can you see this happening and for what you do? I do. You know, you're a white collar worker, engineer, accountant, IT professional. Why does a firm need to employ you? Well, there's a continuity model that exists where people know our systems. Okay, but why does it work for you? Stability. Okay, I go back to my question. How stable was it? Well, I know I can rely on a paycheck. We can go with this circle on and on, but the reality is that more and more firms have been using temporary workers or workers as a service in one form or another, where individuals are in effect contracted to deliver services at particular peak times and then go off on their merry way. What do you do about this? Number one is you have to think as a business owner and start doing things to market yourself and keep yourself marketable. As I've said before, you start a side business off hours so that when the next recession comes, and there will be another recession, you're well prepared for it. You don't give your loyalty away freely just because you have a job and they've given you a desk and a phone. You always have to ask, what's in it for me when new assignments are given? Not that you're going to quit necessarily, but if it doesn't serve you in your future, start planning for something else, because just to sit there and do the same drudgery over and over again doesn't help your marketability when a firm disposes of you. And you know they will dispose of you. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, here are a few ways to engage with me. First of all, I just want to start by saying that I no longer do recruiting. I coach people to perform at a high level. So again, I no longer do recruiting. But if you visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us, and look at the tabs on the top, you'll see a menu of choices available to you. First of all, you can hire me to do a resume and or LinkedIn profile critique, interview preparation, help you with a salary negotiation, answer your questions about your job search, advise you about a decision you have to make about a job offer. Those are all there as an option. I can do a job search makeover with you, where we critique everything you've been doing in your search up until that point and come up with alternatives. If you're relatively early in your search, we can do a complete coaching program where I work with you from beginning to end in half-hour increments, so it doesn't have to take a lot of time for each session. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show because I love hearing from folks who like it and are interested in my help. Again, linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. You can take my classes on Skillshare, too, and become a premium member for 99 cents for the first few months. I have a link in the show notes. Just follow that link, sign up, take my classes. Lastly, I want to mention to you, you can find a lot of information at thebiggamehunter.us, and at times it may seem like it's too much. So you can look at the best of my material at jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find work more quickly. Again, that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Take care.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get thanks grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.